Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do on Free Talk Live. We make it easy for you to call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And the phone lines are open for you to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. In the meantime, we will talk about... Apparently, Peakless, you've heard about Australia just sort of being extra super duper lockdowny.
Oh yeah,
as opposed to sort of every place else in the world. And there,
Australia's been just a great example of here's what happens after they take your guns.
Right. Well.
They made a big deal about, oh, yeah, they're rounding up all the guns, and we're really happy about it. And, well, ever since then, it's just been trampling on one Australian right after another.
And I think that, to some extent, we probably don't really know what's going on in Australia. But the news that comes out of Australia sort of makes it all seem sort of peachy keen. Hey, everybody's happy about all whatever's going on.
Right.
Well, the Prime Minister, open to home quarantine, says no rush on international borders reopening. I know that sounds nice, right? Like, you know, everything's fine here in Australia. We don't need the rest of you anyway, so we're not going to hurry on the opening up the international borders. But there are people in Australia who need to get in and people in Australia who need to get out.
Yeah.
A senior minister has left open the possibility of ankle bracelets in home quarantine, as the Prime Minister insists Australia's in no hurry to reopen borders. There's your byline. A senior minister has left open the possibility of returning travelers wearing ankle bracelets to ensure that they do not violate a home quarantine system touted by the federal government.
Well, we've come up with a brand new system. You can do whatever you want as long as you don't have any fingers.
Jail. We call our new system jail. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Sunday raised the prospect of fully vaccinated Australians going into home isolation when returning from abroad in a bid to free up hotel quarantine space. It's better. You get to be at your own house with an ankle bracelet.
But you might like go down to the store, and we can't have that.
Employment Minister Stuart Robert was pressed on how the government would ensure returning travelers adhered to the rules when isolating at home. So these are people that are fully vaccinated. Return to normal, ladies and gentlemen.
These are the ones that you shouldn't be worried about, right? Because they have the vaccine. The vaccine is safe and effective, isn't it?
These people are sitting around thinking how they can take healthy, fully vaccinated people and put them on house arrest without habeas corpus. That's what they're doing in Australia. And they're not relegated completely to Australia. There's just too many pioneer rustabouts in the United States for them to get away from it here. But, I mean, I talk to these people all the time. Not the actual government people. I just mean people who would support it. I spoke to one lady today. I told her, you know, I had COVID about a month ago. She's like, oh, my God. I'm like, I'm 50. I'm not old.
Oh, my God.
I got sick for a few days. I lost 15 pounds in 5 days. I'm happy about having COVID. Her eyes bugged out at me. Like,
Well, because it kills everybody, Mark. Don't you know that?
It's like the Grim Reaper.
It's the plague. It's bubonic 2.0 is what it is. Don't you watch the news, Mark?
It's like the Matchbox car version of the Grim Reaper, because it kills less than 1% of old people who get it and far fewer people who are under the age of 65. I don't, sorry about all you young 65ers out there. What sort of ideas would there be for this? Regular visits? From whom? Inspections to make sure they're home? By whom? Ankle bracelets? Some sort of monitoring? How would you do it? ABC Insider's host David Speer asked. This is the Prime Minister here, Employment Minister.
Here's a weird question. As we get closer and closer to literally everybody being a prisoner, are we going to lose the disincentive to crime? Because, like, okay, well, if you don't do anything against the law, we will lock you up, put you on an ankle bracelet, make sure that you don't leave this small room.
It's interesting, right? I mean, the question is if jail disincentivizes people from committing crime, and that's what the Republicans have told us for a very long time.
Right.
Well, what if Democrats lock everybody up? And then there's what would be the point of not committing crime any longer? You're already locked up. It's an interesting question. Mr. Robert did not rule out any of those prospects. He said, fully vaccinated Australians. I really like how this article continues to point out that we're talking about fully vaccinated Australians. Traveling abroad would be a logical first step as the country reopened. This isn't reopening. This is jail.
That would be a logical first step for a country reopening.
This is a penal colony acting like a penal colony from 200 years ago acting like a penal colony today.
Well, they're just trying to get in touch with their roots, you know?
Yeah. Let's lock everybody up. But conceded challenges in home quarantine would need to be ironed out. All of that would need to be worked through before a policy prescription goes live, he said. We've got time. It's not like we care about people's freedom here.
It's okay. We're going to stay a closed country for a long time. I remember when they used to say, oh, yeah, the USSR, God, they're a closed country. How terrible is that?
Yeah. So this guy's pointing out measures implemented as he spent 3 or 4 months in home quarantine last year.
Like, I remember when we would talk about maybe we shouldn't go to every war we can possibly go to and get accused of being isolationist.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when isolationism was a bad thing. What happened to that?
Apparently that's not okay in Australia. The police... He's pointing out what happened to him when he was in home quarantine last year in Australia. This is a Prime Minister of Australia, Education Ministry. The police would turn up at random times at our house. Thank God this crap didn't happen in America. They would call. The Department of Health from various jurisdictions would call. They were some of the things put. These were some of the things put in place to deal with this exact issue. So. I mean, it is stunning to think about how Australia reacted to this COVID situation.
It is.
But, my God, this guy is basically like, it's not that big of a deal. Put an ankle bracelet on. We won't need to have the cops come visit your house.
I mean, I wish I could be surprised by it, honestly. I have, you know, kept a little bit of an eye on Australia, and it's just been getting more and more tyrannical up until 2019. And now we have a really good reason for everything to get tyrannical. So I can't say I'm surprised.
Again, one more time. These are fully vaccinated adults traveling internationally, coming back to Australia, being locked up in house arrest under quarantine with no habeas corpus. They're not sick. They're not accused of being sick. They're fully vaccinated.
In theory, they can't get sick with this thing.
So we are told.
In theory, they can't get sick with this thing, they can't transmit it to others, but not only do you have to stay in your home for 2 weeks, we just can't risk you going down to the corner store.
And this isn't medical advice or anything like that, but hey, I mean, most people manage to make it without COVID happening even when they were going outside. Places like Florida and California, the lockdowns didn't matter. California locked down, Florida didn't, and it didn't matter. I mean, this is just This is just power-hungry nonsense.
I wonder if Australia is going to see the same thing that New York City did of people just flooding out of the place because nothing's going on and there's no reason to keep living there. And there are places that aren't doing this, so why bother staying and putting up with this?
I'm amazed at how many. I wonder how many people moved to Florida this last year and early this year. What do you think? 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. 800-283-6160. Mark with you.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Australia, as the world is relaxing its COVID restrictions, as the United States is now reaching its what appears to be fifth week under the excess death numbers. We haven't been there since March 21st, 2020. The Australia is just freaking out. It's still freaking out. Now, I don't mean the people of Australia, because I don't know what the people of Australia are doing. But I can tell you, your government officials are nuts.
Are you suggesting that government doesn't actually reflect the will of the people?
Oh, I know it doesn't.
Oh. Oh, right.
80% of the world is unhappy with their government. Oh. 20% of them are mind-numbed idiots.
Oh, did you see some of those statistical analyses that mathematically proved that that's the case? Because that might give you that impression.
No, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. So there was a statistical analysis where they took how people felt about certain policies.
Yep.
And grafted against the probability of those policies being carried out. And they found out that...
So this is the Princeton study that found out that the likelihood of a law passing was about 30% and had no correlation to the people wanting it.
And ironically, this is one of the few studies that actually got repeated, because it's one of the big problems in academia is that they have all these studies and all of these things that never get repeated, so they don't know if they're actually factual.
Because that's not science. You have to repeat
it.
I
mean, you don't get into the magazines and the newspapers for repeating studies. But this one actually got repeated by a number of different, because they looked at that and they're like, no, that can't be it. But yeah, they found that if everyone was completely 100% opposed to something, it had a 30% chance of getting passed.
I can't remember.
And if everyone was completely in favor of it, it had a 30% chance of getting passed.
Yeah, right. So getting passed or not getting passed had no correlation to whether or not the people wanted it. I saw some study a couple of years ago that, and I can't remember whether it was wasps that came out above politicians and cockroaches that came out below, or it was cockroaches above and wasps below. Whatever it was, I was surprised at the insect that came out above. Because it's like cockroaches are, although disgusting, relatively benign. I mean, they don't carry the diseases that, say, flies do. Wasps actually sting you. But politicians, these people are awful. They mess with your life all the time. They know nothing about what they do. They get paid off, and you know it. We all know it.
So here's what we need to do. We need to have the wasps give everyone in our culture about 12 years of indoctrination to love them.
Right. Remember how I spoke in the last segment about the person with whom I was talking to that was talking about COVID and their eyes bugged out of their head, and I said, I was glad I got it. Now I don't have to get the vaccine.
That's what you think.
That's what I think. But this same person was talking about how they wanted to see this law or that law get passed. I'm like, it was a local ordinance. And I'm like, I've dealt with these people. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give them any more power. Not one whit. They don't know what they're talking about. They've abused their power at every turn. And you want to give more to? Well, not them. I don't want to give them power. Well, who do you think you're giving power to when you pass a law? You're giving it to the politicians.
And I really wish people would get this. We all know the phrase, power corrupts.
Yep.
Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. I really just wish everyone on Earth would just spend 30 seconds to just meditate on that concept.
Yes.
Just really let it seep into your bones, because it is a fact. You can take the most noble, wonderful person in the entire world, give them a bunch of power, you will see the worst in them.
It's the truth. It is the truth. And there have been studies that have proven it, studies that have been repeatedly, we know this to be true, is that when you take a good person and give them power, it will corrupt them.
Right.
So when you take But here's what's really, really important, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. That's if you happen to get a good person in office. Do you think that's happening?
It looks like we have a system whereby getting the position proves that you don't have the traits that we want you to have when you get in that position.
That's, yeah, basically it. But not only does power corrupt, I think we all understand that. And we're all like, oh, what do we do? Well, power corrupts. But more importantly, and this is really much more important, is that power attracts the corrupt.
That's true.
And
that's true.
So, like, if you had a way, and we don't, of getting non-corrupted people in, they would be corrupted to some extent. Mm-hmm. But how much more are the corrupt that are attracted to the power, how much more corrupt are they?
That's true. I mean, on the one hand,
party, not the other one. I know you're sitting there and thinking about all those awful people on the other side. No!
Those awful not my party people.
It's your party. The people you voted for the last time you voted.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Those positions attracted corrupt people whom you know little to nothing about because what amounts to a state-run media says that they're better. Well, we got to get the Democrats in there.
If you get born as one of the, 1 to 5% of the population that they estimate is a psychopath, you simply are born without the neurological capacity for moral thinking, and you happen to want to commit mass murder, but you know you don't want to get put in jail or executed for it, well, where else would you go?
I think of a psychopath less about mass murder. They care nothing about mass murder, but they just care nothing about people. They don't care about how things, negatively affect people. But I've also sat in on government hearings where somebody was beseeching the government officials for something completely, in the multiple instances, but completely ordinary and, not a problem. And they're like, No. They're just, wanted, I've watched women cry in front of these people.
Let me calculate if that gets me elected. No.
Right. They don't, elections, in many cases, the lower down these politicians are, the more petty these tyrants are, the less likely the election is meaningful to them anyway, because the position pays very little, and they just like watching people suffer. It's amazing to see.
Well, and that's the other problem with power. Not only does it corrupt you, but it's addictive.
Yes.
It's addictive as hell. Cigarettes and heroin got nothing on power.
Arnold Schwarzenegger said the exact same thing. He says the power's addictive. He was sitting in there for 8 years in one of the most powerful positions of the world,
mm-hmm.
governor of California,
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out how he could get more.
Mm-hmm.
The number. 603-283-6160. What do we do about corruption in politics? You got some ideas? 603-283-6160. I'm interested in hearing them. Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Texas are searching for a suspect wanted in a Sunday shooting that left 3 people dead. Austin police say they're looking for 41-year-old Stephen Nicholas Broderick as the tentative suspect in the shooting at an Austin apartment complex. 2 women and a man were pronounced dead at the scene. Broderick is a former Travis County Sheriff's Office detective who was charged last year with the sexual assault of a child. Police say he's to be considered armed and dangerous. And the CDC says half of all Americans 18 and older have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Sunday that about 130 million people 18 and over have received at least one shot. About 84 million people, a little more than a quarter of all Americans, have now been fully vaccinated. Both of those numbers are expected to increase quickly, as eligibility for vaccines will open up for all people 16 and older nationally on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Russian activists are calling for a day of protest later this week, as opposition leader Alexei Navalny is reportedly near death in a Russian prison. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he sought treatment after being poisoned by a Soviet-era nerve agent. Authorities sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison for violating a suspended sentence in a fraud case, something Navalny says was politically motivated. He began a hunger strike in prison 3 weeks ago after being refused to be allowed to be seen by a private doctor for severe back pain. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CNN that the U.S. has communicated to the Russian government that there will be consequences if Navalny dies in custody.
We have communicated to the Russian government that what happens to Mr. Navalny in their custody is their responsibility, and they will be held accountable by the international community. In terms of the specific measures that we would undertake, we are looking at a variety of different costs that we would impose, and I'm not going to telegraph that publicly at this point, but we have communicated that there will be consequences if Mr. Navalny dies.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. You could call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. But we've been talking about the COVIDs to some extent, and politicians, and this politician in Australia is stunning in his hubris and lack of empathy towards people and their native desire for freedom. The idea here is that he's going to take, he's chit-chatting about letting in vaccinated, healthy people, quarantining them in their homes with ankle bracelets on like criminals, to relieve the stress of the quarantine in the hotels that they have going on, because they have to get paid for this stuff, you know, expensive government programs to, lock everybody up when they travel.
Well, because it's obviously important for vaccinated people that come in from elsewhere to not do anything for 2 weeks. Obviously, we can't just let you run around and do things.
Yeah, I mean, talk about just killing travel. I mean, it's just, when you think about it,
Well, I mean, it's not like Australia's a big destination for tourism or anything. Oh.
It's huge, yeah.
Oh, right. Significant part of your economy. Well, I mean, it's not like business people need to travel to other countries ever.
They got Zoom calls.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Didn't you watch Demolition Man? You know, you've just got to get those swiveling chairs with the little monitor attached to it, yeah, and it'll swivel to look at you for your Zoom call.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't even know what to think about all of this. But it turns out we're going to be saved by the smart masks.
The smart masks.
Indeed. We don't have to worry about having ankle bracelets on, politicians forcing us into our homes under house arrest without habeas corpus. We have smart masks.
Well, I got to admit, like, the first time I was seriously worried that this was a permanent thing was when I started seeing masks that looked exactly like T-shirts. I mean, everything that you would expect, like, pithy statements and, like, you know, designs and all of that. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, they've created an industry. These might be around for a while. And now they've come out with these fashionable smart masks.
Well, let me, when it comes to masks, I want people to be able to, wear masks if that's what they choose. And I think that there's an advantage to masks.
I want people to wear whatever they want to, on their face or otherwise.
But, I mean, you know, these closed-circuit cams that they're using to watch us all the time are probably befuddled a bit. Facial recognition can be confused by, masks and these sorts of things. To some extent, I support masks, but I certainly don't support forcing people to wear them. The mask mandate here in New Hampshire ran out day before yesterday, on Friday, and the governor didn't renew it, under extreme pressure, did not renew it. And this is how it should be. You should be able to decide. I went to Chipotle today. Oh, my God. These people have lost their minds. Hmm. Chipotle requires you to order ahead on their app or in some manner. And then they can't, we just can't take orders here. Sorry. They're not taking orders. So here I sit in a dining room that is closed, full of people, ordering on their apps the food that they must pick up and take out and cannot eat in the dining room in which they are sitting for half an hour waiting for the food.
I think that's what they call unintended consequences.
What a bunch of idiots.
Well, if we let you order, then you'll have to open your mouth. And if you open your mouth, then death will come pouring out of it, Mark.
Yep. The app gave me the opportunity to rate the experience. I gave them one star and gave them a piece of my mind. And they asked, do you want a Chipotle representative to contact you? Sure. I'd love to talk to you guys about this nonsense.
Yeah, so I ran across this article in RT, of all places, and I just had to look up what they were talking about with the smart mask. And
I can't imagine what a smart mask even is.
Well, let me talk to you about Project Hazel, the world's smartest mask. Face the new normal with protection that's far from average. Introducing our prototype, the most intelligent mask ever created. A design focusing on 5 key areas to ensure the highest degree of safety and the best quality of life enhancements.
I'm still stuck on Hazel, Project Hazel.
That's what they've decided to call it.
Okay.
You know, from Razer. Because, you know, buzzwords.
Buzzwords.
Edgy buzzwords sell more masks, yep, apparently.
Well, I certainly don't want a dumb mask.
Well, actually, when it comes to things that I am required to wear, I want them as stupid as possible.
I usually just pick up another paper mask as I walk into some place that gives them out for free, shove it in my pocket so I've got a new one, you know, that kind of thing.
Nice and dumb.
Now that there's
it doesn't talk to you about where you're going. It doesn't order your Chipotle while you're, you know, thinking about it. I don't want my mask doing these things.
Just go into places, and if they want you to wear a mask, then wear it, I guess. You know, I mean, that's how I feel.
Well, and one of the functions is that it can remind you to wear your mask.
What's that?
The smart mask.
Oh, good.
Can remind you to wear your mask.
What are the rest of the features?
Well, I'll tell you my...
That feature I would try to break in whatever way I could.
Well, I can tell you my favorite one. Its active ventilation brings in cool air and releases heat produced from exhaling, which also prevents a buildup of CO2 in the mask that can cause headaches and dizziness.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the whole CO2 buildup thing is probably one of the things I'm concerned with masks the most about.
Well, you know, I kept getting told, here's all the science, and the science says that there is no CO2 buildup.
If you put something in front of your face and you expire CO2 into it, it's clearly going to have more CO2 in it than the things surrounding it.
Well, that's not what the science says. They put their very complicated equipment there, and it says that there's just as much CO2 on the inside as the outside.
These mouth breathers' science also said that if we lock down, that it'll make a difference. And we know now that that is not true. We also know that masks, while I can understand why a person would choose to wear a mask for themselves, but that masks do not appear to have a significant effect on the spread of COVID. It's just to make people feel better. It's security theater.
You know, if you're concerned about vampires, then you should invest in some garlic.
Yeah.
And if you are concerned about COVID, then you should get a mask. Maybe a smart mask that breathes for you and tells you that you need to wear it.
It sounds like an extra pair of lungs. Go ahead.
Now,
what are some of the other features?
Let's see here.
I love these features in the smart.
Right? Let's see. It's sustainable. It is
humanely raised.
Comfortable with optimized airflow, unobtrusive airtight seal. So I have a beard.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, there is just no way around that as far as an airtight seal goes.
Yeah, guys with beards wearing masks is just funny.
let's see. It's social with a low light mode. The smart masks, yeah.
What the hell is a low-light mode?
Well, the smart mask's interior lights, because a smart mask needs interior lights, Mark.
I suppose it could be having, like, those UV lights to, kill viruses and bacteria and stuff.
Exactly. Okay. And that low-light mode will automatically detect when it's dark, so that you can express yourself clearly, regardless of lighting conditions.
Holy crap! So it's like it's like those little glow sticks the dancers use at the rave events.
And it's got voice amp technology. No longer will you have to struggle to hear people in a mask with the smart mask.
What? 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160.
Pick up one.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. I wrote out some new copy for the Crypto 6. The fine folks here at Free Talk Live took Free Talk Live in hand when I had the COVIDs a couple of weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. I don't know when it was. It's been some time. But I can tell you this. I dropped 15 pounds in 5 days. And I'm looking for another strain because I need to drop another 10 pounds.
Well, I heard there's one in South Africa, so you might want
to... Head on into South Africa, get me the COVIDs down there.
Just go lick a couple of doorknobs, you know, see what comes up.
My tried and true method is French kissing the sailors down by the docks.
Hey, there you go.
That's right. On March the 16th of this year, a joint government task force raided the New Hampshire Bitcoin Embassy, the Mighty Moose Mart, the homes of Aria DeMezzo and Andy Renee Spinella, Colleen Fordham, a grandmother, and perhaps most relevant, the studios of Free Talk Live. The Crypto Six were arrested and most were released, but Rich Paul, also known as Nobody, and Ian Freeman remain in custody. We've been in contact with attorneys that say that no crime even appears to have been committed. That didn't stop the Joint Thug Task Force from ripping out wires from the back of our broadcast stacks, taking FTL off the air and violating our and your First Amendment rights. Don't forget, you can call into Free Talk Live at 603-283-6160. Now. So when they take us off the air, they take you off the air. You can go to thecrypto6.com and donate to the fight against these charges. But as importantly, contact media and tell them about this outrage. This case is likely to set precedent for the use of cryptocurrency into the future. Help our fight for liberty and financial freedom at thecrypto6.com. It's thecrypto6.com. They are looking for ideas on how we can push this message farther and wider. Until then, let's take our call from Dave.
And a quick tip of the hat to the people here for getting that working again, because for a while you couldn't call into Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there were problems. There were definitely problems. This is the guy who sticks the wires in the back of the broadcast stack is in jail.
Yeah.
And so we had to try to figure out how to stick wires in the back of the broadcast stack. Let's go to Dave in Poughkeepsie. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. How you doing?
Great.
You guys have heard of the app called Snapchat, right?
I have heard of Snapchat. I believe that what they do on Snapchat is you take a picture of something and then send it to somebody, and then it expires and goes away relatively quickly.
Well, you can also do videos, and you can also talk with, you can also voice chat with people and that kind of thing, right?
Okay.
You find a friend where you can also voice chat with people back and forth, send voice messages, that kind of thing. Here is what I have a problem with. Snapchat should have a thing on there where it tells you where people are from and what their ages are, so that I don't have to go around asking age, where from, please. Snapchat should have a thing on that where it says how old people are and where they're from.
You're usually using Snapchat as a dating app, is that right?
It should say, because you never know if you're chatting with a teenager or somebody who's like, 50 or 60. It should say on there how old people are and where they're from.
Have you considered rating their app and putting that comment, to people that are concerned with the effectiveness of Snapchat?
No, I haven't, but it should say on there how old people are and where they're from.
So let me ask you this. What's bothering you about the people that you happen to successfully be chatting with? So you must be chatting with people, and then you find out that these people somehow don't fit the criteria that you have for chatting with people. You're angry. So is it that you're just getting old gay men that want to talk, or what?
No, I've chatted with people who are like, 16, 17, 18, or whatever, and like, all these BCs and Hs, I'm not going to say the whole word, but these Ss, Bs, Hs, whatever, it should say how old people are and where they're from, what their ages are and where they're from.
I'm thinking that what he wants is for Snapchat to show people their ages and where they're from.
Mm.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I think
use a different app.
Brilliant.
Maybe use an app that has the functions that you like.
If you're doing a dating app, use a dating app. It would be my recommendation.
Maybe use the dating apps as dating apps instead of the social media apps, which you should use as social media apps.
Yeah, I just don't want to chat with people, so I don't understand where others come from on this sort of situation. And just like, I don't want to talk to new people to talk to. This is a terrible idea. I hate the idea. The old people I have to talk to are bad enough and always giving me tasks to do. So I don't need new people.
Yeah, the old people I have to talk to have mostly gone completely insane. So,
yeah. So the smart mask.
Right. So the article that got me looking up the Razer smart mask.
Razer smart mask
is RT, which for those who don't know is Russian television. The headline here is treating mask.
Russia Today.
Oh, is it Russia Today? Okay, so Russia Today, RT. Treating masks as fashionable smart accessories obscures necessary debate on liberties.
Hmm.
And, I had to double take at that, where it's like, okay, we are at the point now where the Russians are telling us that we are avoiding a conversation about liberty.
Well, in all fairness, RT is a state-funded media organization that intends to undermine the government's where it functions.
But if the method of undermining a government is to tell people, hey, maybe you should talk about liberty.
But that is the method for undermining government. Government is an organization that takes away liberty.
I mean, that's It doesn't that just strikes secure me it as a clarion call. Like, can't the Russians read this too? I mean,
the Russians don't read RT in the United States in the same way that U.S. Folks don't really read foreign media about the United States. It's all out there. Well, I like to read it because I feel like it gives me the best picture of what's, you know, what needs to be fixed in the United States. I read foreign media. Well, yes, I care about Al Jazeera.
And when I want to know what Russia is messing up on, American media is great for it.
Sure.
British media as well. When I want to know...
Shooting down passenger liners, bad.
Yeah.
When invading sovereign countries, bad.
So, see, we have electronics company Razer is creating a smart mask as a new development in face coverings designed for everyday consumers. But when we adopt masks as a cultural trend, what happens to the debate around COVID-19 policies?
Right, and if you're... Like, are you wearing the mask because you want to wear the mask, because you feel protected by the mask, or whatever the situation is having to do with the mask, or are you wearing it because you have to?
And from what I've seen, it is a very vocal minority that have the absolute backing of the whole institution of the military-industrial complex, the people that call themselves government, the entire media infrastructure. They seem to be the ones, and it's a small minority, that are really gung-ho about this.
Yeah.
There's, you know, some of us who will say, not a fan. And the vast majority of people are just, whatever.
Yeah, for me, I think you should, it's like smoking. You should be able to allow whatever you want to allow in your business. I don't have to wear a mask at home. I don't have to wear a mask in my car. The other places I go that aren't my home and a car are government buildings, which I expect the worst kind of tyranny from, and businesses, which I spend most of the time outside of those places in. So when it comes to a business, if a business owner says, I want my employees and my customers the best protected as possible, everybody has to put on a fresh pair of gloves and a new mask every time they walk in. That is their business, and that is how they want to run things. That's cool. But if a business owner is saying, well, I've got to have this mask mandate in order to open up, that's just wrong.
Right.
You should be able to run your business the way you want to run your business. It's your business. It's not the government's business. Otherwise, it'd be called the... Otherwise, it'd have been out of business a long time ago because those idiots can't run anything.
Well, and that's exactly the sort of thing that you kind of expect. Like, okay, well, if you run your business where you have to do X, Y, and Z, that if you can keep doing that, then it reflects what people want you to be doing.
I will say this. Governments can run organizations if those organizations are monopolies. Otherwise, they simply can't. I mean, be in competition with the marketplace, they're going to lose every time. Don't believe me? 603-283-6160. You're welcome to call in and hold my feet to the fire. 603-283-6160.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.